Tuesday, the 1st of June, Yud Tes Sivan, Rabbi Yaakov Friedman Shlita, Torah, the Adornment of the Kala. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Meisner, the Chabad HaNisuim, Shel Azrael Fishman, and Naomi Meisler.
We read in this past week's parasha the mitzvah of Adlokas HaMenorah and the Beis HaMikdash. When you light the candles of the menorah, you should direct them towards the center, and when you do so, they can shine, they can give off light. The question is obvious. Anytime you light a candle, it will give off light. What is this description, Ya'iru Shiva Saneiros? The Sfornas has a very beautiful explanation of this pasuk and of these words particularly. What's the lesson and what's the message of this mitzvah and this form and these details? That the truth is, the menorah represents Klal Yisrael. Just as there are different parts in Klal Yisrael, so too the menorah has different arms going in different directions, these extending to the left, these extending to the right. And in Klal Yisrael too, there are different functions, different roles. There are the oiskim b'chayei olam, there are those whose lives are devoted completely to the study of Torah, and there's the oiskim b'chayei shoah, and there are those whose lives include worldly efforts, Parnasa, helping others. Everybody has their role, and sometimes people go in somewhat different directions. But just as in the menorah, all the arms, all the candles have to point towards the center, all the different parts and facets of Klal Yisrael must have one intention, one kavana, must all be pointing towards the center, mechuvan, lechoid Hashem. And then, and only when that is achieved, will they be able to shine, give off light. Which light are we referring to? The light, or Elyon, the heavenly light, the spiritual light, the light of Kedusha, the light of Torah, for all of Klal Yisrael and for the world. And only when the different facets and parts of Klal Yisrael can unite, ki ish echad b'lev echad, with one goal, with one united purpose, and whatever they are and whatever they're doing, can they properly achieve the purpose of the menorah to shed light, the heavenly pure light of the Shekhinah. And he goes on to say, that's what the pasuk continues, was banged out of one piece, one solid piece, representing that this binyan, the structure of Klal Yisrael, although having different parts, different roles, different functions, must be one in its essence, must be united and one, and recognize, because even though we may be different and have different purposes and different roles, ultimately we're one, and ultimately it's all Chod Hashem. And these are the conditions of Ya'iru Shiva Saneiros, that these candles can truly give and affect the world with their light, with their radiance of Or HaShechina, the light of the Shechina. There's another condition that's necessary for the candles of the menorah to be able to give forth this light to make its impact on Klal Yisrael and the world. We learned in the mitzvahs Hadlaka and Parshas Tetzaveh, Kosis Lamor, Shemen Zayin Zoch, Kosis Lamor. Chazal tell us, Lamor v'loin l'manachas. That the Shemen, the oil used for the menorah, had to have a level of purity, more so even than the Shemen used for karbonos, for menachas. Only the first drops that come out of the olive, the most pure, clean drops of oil, Aroi can be used for the menorah. They can be used, the others can be used for menachas, to be brought on the Mizbah Hashem as a korban, but menorah, they cannot be used. Only the purest, cleanest. Why is that? I heard once from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Hagoyen, Rabbi Yaakov Hapfer Shlita, You said because we know that the menorah is chokhma. Shemen is keneged chokhma. Haroitza lahadrim, lahachkim yadrim. The menorah is on the south part. That represents the source of chokhma, chokhmas hatayra, the Yisrael. And in order to present, to radiate the Torah, the Chachma of the Torah, the light of the Torah, there has to be purity. If the Talmud Chacham, who has to represent, who has to shine and radiate the Or HaTorah, isn't perfect in his Midos, isn't perfect in his Hanhagas, isn't pure, if it's mixed with improper hanhagas, with improper straight and not straight, not perfect, people see this, people look at this, and look at what the Torah is, it becomes chas v'sholem tainted, it becomes chas v'sholem darkened. It has to be pure, so that all who look and see the menorah and the oil that is meant to radiate the kedushas ha-Torah, all see its purity, all see its rightness and correctness. Ya'iru shivas ha-neiris. And in truth, although the menorah, as the Sephorna discusses, includes within it different parts in different directions, but they're all meant to light these candles. And whatever anyone is doing in Klal Yisrael, everyone has to light the candle of Torah in his life. Everyone has to be a source of the light of Torah for the world. And whatever his involvement in, and whatever his Esek HaChaim is, everyone is part of the menorah. And everyone has to have in their Torah that purity to be the example, to be the source of a pure light that carries the Kavod HaTorah and the Kavod HaShechina. The Mefarshim, Chazal, really comment on the Lashon, the wording of the Pasuk that describes the handing over of the Luchais. In Parshas Kisisa, Vayidaber Moshe kechaloisa, Vayidaber Moshe kechaloisa, Vayiten al Moshe kechaloisa ledaber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Luchais to Moshe when he completed his teaching him of the Torah. But the wording of the Pasuk is Kechaloisai. A somewhat unusual wording. And Chazal comment, Rashi brings two explanations, one from the Medrash. The choice of this wording is also the Lashon Kala, the Kala. And what the Torah is indicating here in referring to the giving of the Torah, the receiving of the Torah, brings Rashi, that the Talmud Chacham has to be Boki b'chaf dalet svorim, he has to be well versed in the 24 svorim of the Tanakh, just as the Kala wears and adorns herself with 24 takshiti, with 24 forms of jewelry and adornments. As is described in the Psukim in Yeshaya, a whole list of various takshitim and adornments. This is what's being indicated here by this wording. We know that the Torah's descriptions, the Torah's names, the names and descriptions the Torah gives for something is obviously not haphazard, is obviously not by chance. It's the very definition, it's the very essence of what the Torah is describing. And if this is the way the Torah describes or terms the Bekiyas of a Talmud Chacham, what are we discussing here? The point is that the Talmud Chacham has to know and be well-versed in all of the 24 Sforim. But the way the Torah describes this is through the mashal of a Kala with her jewelry. There's obviously something that is part of the very essence, the very definition of what it means to be a Talmud Chacham. And I think what that is, what we're being taught here, is that knowledge of the Torah, being well versed in its breadth and its depth, isn't enough. If that's where it is and that's what it remains, we're intellectually developed, we're intellectually broadened, we reach a depth of knowledge and understanding, that's not enough, and that's not the intention alone. It has to be that that knowledge, that clarity, that breadth and depth, affects, changes, and beautifies the person. By definition, to be well-versed, what the Torah wants, by one to be well-versed in Chav Dalet Svarim, by definition is Kikalosa, that he is beautified. He is beautified, and that each sefer, each part of the Torah, enhances his own potential beauty and brings out his own greatness, his own beauty. And just as the Kala adorns herself with 24 different tachshitim, obviously to bring out and enhance her beauty before her chasen, the knowledge of the Torah by definition means that. And without that, we haven't achieved the intention, we haven't achieved the definition the Torah gives us for knowledge of Torah, kechalasa. And if we look at the psukim in Yeshaya and see what's being described there, these 24 tachshitim, these 24 different forms of jewelry and adornments, it's clear that they wore jewelry adornments from head to toe. In every part of her body there was something that was an adornment, something that would enhance and bring out her beauty, from head to toe. And I think this is also significant in the understanding and attaining knowledge of Torah. We know, as the Chafetz Chaim teaches us, what it means, Torah Hashem Tumimah Meshivas Nefesh, that the Torah has Taryag Mitzvahs. We have Taryag Mitzvahs. And it is brought, the Taryag Mitzvahs are connected, the Taryag parts of the person. 613 Mitzvahs, there are 613 parts to a person. Eborim, Shasa Eborim, Ramach Eborim, Shasa Gidim. And like the Chafetz Chaim explains, every mitzvah is done with one aspect, one part, one aver, and it's meant to elevate, change and affect that aver, that part of the person. And only with taryag mitzvahs, when a person is zoche to complete and fulfill all the mitzvahs, he is meant to, through that, affect, change, and elevate every part of his being. The source of Kedusha, the source of that light, the source of the spirituality, of the power of mitzvahs, is the Torah HaKadosha. And when the Torah can be learned and is achieved, bitmimus, Torah Hashem tmima, bishlemus, in its entirety, it's something that covers and addresses and affects all the different aspects of the person. Meshivas nefesh, it returns his nefesh to its shlemus, to its completeness, says the Chafetz Chaim. Torah is a myriad of colors. It's referred to in Chazal as Tiferes. Torah is called Tiferes. The word Tiferes, splendor, glory, the Baal HaTanya explains, means ribui gevonim, a myriad of colors, a rainbow of colors. If somebody creates a painting with one or two colors, it lacks a certain richness, it lacks a certain splendor. When there's a mixture of a myriad of beautiful colors harmoniously blending together to create a beautiful picture, that's where there's a rich, beautiful painting of splendor and glory, Tiferes. The Torah has many, many colors, many, many aspects. There's halacha, there's agoda, there's musar, and in every aspect and in every general part of the Torah, there's several aspects, colors. And the person has a myriad of aspects, very many aspects to any individual, multifaceted, whether it's in his guf, or in his nefesh, in his ruach, or in his neshama. The person is a multifaceted being. And the Torah, in its breadth and depth, addresses and is meant to elevate, change, enhance, and beautify all the aspects of the person, the entirety of the person, to bring out his beauty and create the Mamleches Hashem that is meant through the Torah. The Tiferes of the Torah is like the Kala who wears 24 different tachshitim from head to toe, bringing out the beauty in all of her aspects, in all of her parts. That is the bekiyas, that is the knowledge of Torah that the Talmud Chacham must gain from the tiferes, the beauty and the splendor of the Torah. And I think that it goes even deeper than what we understand in a tachshit. A tachshit does enhance and it does bring out the beauty of a person, but yet it is something that is separate from the person. And the Torah goes beyond that for the Talmud Chacham. The Gemara, in the end of Maseches Chagiga, discusses how a true Talmud Chacham ein eshel gehenem shoylet bo. The fire of Gehenim cannot consume the Talmud Chacham. Why? Because the Talmud Chacham is called Kol Gufay Esh. His whole being, his whole essence is fire. Esh, fire, does not consume fire. How do we know that a Talmud Chacham is Kol Gufay Esh? What's the source that a Talmud Chacham is called Kol Gufay Esh, his whole being is fire? The Gemara brings the pasuk, Toy Dvarai Ke'esh Nur Hashem. My words are like fire. The words of Hashem are like fire. That's all the Gemara brings as a source for this concept. Where do we see in that pasuk, where do we see that Talmud Chacham is called Gufa Yesh? We see that the words of the Torah are fire. Where do we see that the Talmud Chacham himself is called Gufa Yesh? It seems that the Gemara needs no proof for this. It seems that this is obvious. The definition of a Talmud Chacham seems to be pasha to the Gemara, is not just someone who learns the Torah, not just someone who knows the Torah, but someone who becomes one with the Torah. He is so bound with the Torah, he's so connected to the Torah, he's so imbued by all that he's learned in the Torah, he becomes one, he becomes the essence himself of the words of the Torah. He personifies by definition, by coming one with the Torah, to the point that if we know Torah is Dvar Hashem Ke'esh, it is obvious that the Talmud Chacham is Kol Gufa Esh, because his essence is one with the Torah. And in the same vein that the Gemara discusses Torah is Esh and Talmud Chacham is Kol Gufa Esh, then when we understand that the Torah is a Tachshit and must be for the Talmud Chacham a Tachshit that beautifies and enhances him as a person and all parts of him, the Torah, the Tiferes, and the Talmud Chacham himself must become not just like the Kala, who is enhanced and beautified by Tachshitim from without, but becomes one with the beauty of the Torah. He becomes the essence of Tiferes HaTorah. He himself personifies and by definition is Kol Gufay Yoifi, Kol Gufay Tiferes, Kol Gufay. And I think that this is really what the Rambam is saying here quite clearly in very, very strong words in Hilchas Deyes, Perakei. Kishem she'achacham nikar b'chachmasai u'b'deyoisav v'hu muvdo mehem mishar ha'am. We know that the Chacham, the Talmud Chacham, is obvious to everyone that he is brilliant, his wisdom, his knowledge, he's different than everyone else in what he knows, in the breadth and depth of his knowledge. But in the same way that it's obvious to everyone his brilliance, his greatness, his knowledge, kach tzor shiyeh niker b'maysav b'macholoi u'b'mishkehu ובבילוסוי, ובעשי הצרוכב, ובדיבורוי, ובהילוכוי, ומבושוי, ובקיל כל דבורו, ומעשו ומעטון. In the same way that everyone knows the Talmud Chacham is unique and special in his wisdom and in his knowledge, it has to equally parallel, exact parallel, that he differs, he's elevated in every aspect of his life. In how he acts, in how he eats, in how he drinks, in every aspect, how he speaks, how he deals with people, his dress, his business. There isn't any aspect of the life of the Talmud Chacham that doesn't have to parallel in its greatness to his wisdom and knowledge. Again, it's not enough for the Talmud Chacham, for the Loimed Torah. We all have to be Loimdei Torah. We all are part of the Menorah. It's not enough to know it. It's not enough to achieve understanding if it doesn't change us. And it doesn't change us in all aspects of our life. It has to equal. If we'll find somebody who's brilliant, who knows Kol HaTorah Kula, we'll find somebody who can quote verbatim every part of the Torah, and everybody is impressed and everybody sees how wonderful this is, but they don't see the same greatness, the same beauty, the same excellence in any aspect of his life, this isn't the true Talmud Chacham. That's what the Rambam says. It has to be parallel. And like we're learning in this pasuk, the definition of knowledge of the Torah is kekalosai, and it has to touch and affect and beautify every part from head to toe of the Talmud Chacham, of the Loimed Torah. The Tiferes HaTorah has to shine and glow in his essence, equal, no less than the knowledge itself. Possibly, I would think maybe that might help us in understanding the Gemara and Yuma, a well-known Gemara, the Gemara that discusses Kiddush Hashem, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And I think there is something here that raises question. The Gemara talks about the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. This the Rambam brings in mitzvahs and minyan hamitzvahs, sefer hamitzvahs. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem is not just for us to achieve the love of Hashem, but included in the mitzvahs Hashem, our obligation in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is to cause others to come to love Hashem. Like the Rambam describes, somebody who truly loves someone else, his desire is to have everyone love that person. That's the nature. Someone who we love, we want everyone else to love. If we truly love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to care, we have to yearn that all his children, all his people, everyone loves him. So included in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, we have this, the chiyuv, the obligation, to see to it that others come to love Hashem. How is that? One of the ways the Gemara says here, Sheheikorya v'shoina meshamesh tamirei chachomim v'yehei maso matono be'amuna v'dibura benachasim abriyois. This is the well-known Gemara, somebody who studies the Torah, the Chumash, the Mishnah, the Gemara, delves into it, and through such, people see, he speaks with a sweetness to people. He deals with a trustworthiness and honesty. His ways are good. His ways are pure. His ways are sweet. What do they say? Mahabriyos Amrois Olav. Ashrei Oviv Shalim Dei Torah. Ashrei Raboi Shalim Dei Torah. How fortunate his father is that he taught him Torah. How fortunate his teacher, his Rebbe is. He taught him Torah. Oilam Mahabriyos. See, Ru, kama noim drachav, kama mesukoni maisav. See how pleasant are his ways, how correct are his actions. Alav hakosuv oimer, vayomer le avdi ato Yisrael asher b'cho espoer. You are my servant, you are the Yisrael that I will be glorified, through which I will be glorified. So the question here is, we start off here in the Braisa, talking about the mitzvah of causing others to love Hashem, to come to love Hashem. And we describe, what is that? Somebody who learns Torah, learns knowledge, breadth and depth in Torah, and people can see through that how sweet are his ways, how correct are his actions, and they come to say how wonderful it is that he learned Torah. Now, what people are seeing, what people are impressed by, is the greatness of the Torah, the beauty of the Torah. Ashrei Oviv Shalim Dei Torah, Ashrei Rabbi Shalim Dei Torah. But we're not talking about loving the Torah, bringing people to love the Torah. We're talking about bringing people to love Hashem. Ve'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. And people here will see how beautiful is the Torah. I think that the answer is, when we talk about the Torah being Tiferes, and that's the pasuk that is being brought here, Yisrael Asher Becha Espoer, Tiferes. The glory, the splendor of the varying harmonious colors of the Torah. Whose Tiferes is the Tiferes of the Torah? That's Tiferes Hashem. Torah, like it's brought, is Lashon Hara, to show and teach. And like the Sforim bring, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown Himself to us in the most powerful, most intense way that possibly can be achieved by a creation through the Torah. There's no more powerful expression of Himself. There's no more powerful revelation of Himself than through the Torah. Torah, the Tiferes of the Torah, the splendor, beauty, and glory of the Torah is the revelation of His own beauty, of His own glory. That's Hashem's Tiferes. And the Talmud Chacham, who becomes Kekala, so beautified in all of his ways, in all of his actions, in his speech, in his dress, in his dealings with people, like the Kala, carries the adornments of the Chof Dalet Sforim, of all the aspects of the Torah. Not only does he carry those adornments, not only is he enhanced and beautified by it, but he's Kol Gufay Torah. He's the essence. He personifies the beauty of the Torah. When people see that, they recognize, of course, the beauty of the Torah, but they recognize even more. This person personifies the beauty of Hashem Yisroel's ways that is revealed through the Torah. That can bring the brewing, that can bring people to love Hashem, to yearn for a closer to Hashem, to see the beauty that is personified, the beauty of Hashem that comes out through the Tiferes HaTorah. And that's exactly the passage that the Gemara brings, Yisroel Asher Becha Espoer. I can be glorified, people can see my splendor through you, my servant, who has personified, become one with the Tiferes HaTorah, the Kala who now carries and lives the beauty of the Torah. And Baruch Hu should help us, Yizoyche, in all our lives, whatever we're doing, we are part of the menorah. We are part of the candles of the menorah that needs to shed light, Ya'iru, the heavenly light, the spiritual light that goes out of the windows of the Beis Hamikdash into the world, affects and elevates the entire world. But we need that unity, we need that achdus. We need to recognize we're one metzias, miksha achas. Whatever we're going, whatever we're doing, we're all pointing to one direction. We all have our role, we all have our function, and in that we must shine the light of the Torah with purity, with straightness, carrying the beauty of the Torah in our lives, and we should all be zoicha to mekadesh shem shemaim, Yisrael Hashem v'chol espoer.